Obviously, big news coming from the province yesterday, $6.4 billion in new funding for the Ontario post-secondary system. I guess my first question with this announcement coming, we've heard a lot over the last couple of years about the need from a lot of these colleges. For us here in Belleville, we have Loyalist College especially that has been talking about some of their funding issues as well. Was there just sort of a breaking point for the province to come in and say, all right, we need to step in and get some new funding in for this post-secondary sector?
Well, recognizing that the federal government did make some pretty significant changes, repeated changes to the international student allocations, we understood the pressure that did put our colleges and universities under, and that's why we came forward with this $6.4 billion investment, because we recognize our colleges and universities are essential to what we want to achieve in the province, whether it's new investment from foreign investors in that regard. You know, Minister Fedeli is bringing life sciences to Ontario, he's bringing automotive to Ontario, as well as other parts of the economy. So we understand the need, and recognizing just the last federal budget, it was almost another $1 billion that was taken out of the post-secondary system in Ontario. So the $6.4 billion is broken down into a few different buckets. $3.3 billion will be able to fund those high priority programs a little bit better. So some of the ones that our colleges over the years have said that they're taking a loss on certain programs, these are going to bring up the funding to today's costs. That's a significant one, especially for our college system. And then there's $1.7 billion as well for 70,000 newly funded seats, recognizing we do have a bit of a demographic shift, and our youth is the population of our youth is going to grow over the next few years. Bringing these 70,000 seats online in STEM, health, human resources, skilled trades, and teaching as well is going to ensure that it's accessible for everyone.
Yeah, discuss a little bit more about that funding model and just coming up with the updates to it. Was this something that had kind of taken some time over the last couple of months? Was it something that was kind of recently put together? What was kind of the thought process into upgrading this funding model and how it all came together in the end?
Absolutely. So officially, we've been doing the funding formula review for the last 6 months, but I've almost been in this role in the ministry almost 2 years, coming up in August, and it's been a conversation we've been having with our sector, informally prior to the last 6 months. But I think a big one, especially for Eastern Ontario, because I'm from Eastern Ontario as well, and Loyalist is an extra $284 million for our small, rural, northern, and French institutes, because we do recognize the smaller the institute, the economies of scale do change. So we want to ensure that they have stability and sustainability for decades to come.
Yeah, and that was what I wanted to kind of dive into as well when it came to Loyalist College and what's their sort of allocation going to be and how that funding would be spread out to them. So I guess kind of looking from that angle, how is that funding going to Loyalist, if you know off the top of your head, in terms of the number of the money that's going to Loyalist in the end of all this?
Yeah, so the specific money going to Loyalists, we're still working through some of the finer details. In the next couple of weeks, we should be having some of those numbers ready to present to the institutions. But right across the board, we also have $1.1 billion to increase base funding. So I had mentioned the $3.3 billion to increase our weighted funding for high priority programs like healthcare, skilled trades. But we also have $1.1 billion to be able to increase base funding for all students, whether you're in university or college, by 6%. And then on the college side, it actually increased it by 30% for part-time students. That was an anomaly that's been in place for decades in the college system. A part-time student wasn't funded the same rate. So that is something that is going to, again, benefit Loyalists, but also benefit St. Lawrence College and all of our college system.
The tuition framework, the tuition had been frozen for the last couple of years. Now it's going to be bumped up and seeing an increase finally. You're obviously going to get some that it's going to be tougher for some to try and acquire that tuition. But ultimately, what kind of came to deciding, okay, we have to make sure that we unfreeze the tuition here and so that we can get some help over for the colleges? Because that's also been something, it was touched on with the foreign students that come in and the policies that were there. Then the federal government came in and kind of put a cap to the amount of foreign students that are coming into the colleges. What ultimately was the deciding factor with, all right, we have to do with our domestic tuition, getting that unfrozen?
Yeah, recognizing the landscape has changed significantly since 2019 when we introduced the 10% tuition cut and the freeze. But that tuition cut and freeze will be felt for generations of children. It really has saved you know, $1,800 on the university side annually and $450 on the college side. So recognizing we are doing a modest 2% increase, it amounts to about 18 cents per day per college student and approximately 47 cents per day extra for a university student. But that 2% increase is one of the lowest in the country projected over the next few years. While we had our freeze in place, the average increase of tuition went up 18 to 41% across the country. But I think the biggest thing to remember is we have a student access guarantee. And part of this new agreement with our institutions, we're going to enhance that student access guarantee to ensure anyone that's low income or medium income will have the supports necessary. And that's on top of scholarships and bursaries that the schools provide as well.
Couple of quick questions here. And I know we're running short on time and I appreciate your time. Just a couple of quick questions. You know, it's been discussed a lot, seen in the release, what you're saying as well, in terms of it's a discussion about the federal government and putting the cap on foreign students. If this cap wasn't put in place by the federal government and we just continue on with what we had so far, are these changes coming if there's no cap from the federal government, or is this something that was already being planned even if there wasn't a cap?
Well, I think, you know, it's clearly articulated that the federal government has destabilized post-secondary education, not just here in Ontario, but right across Canada. You know, obviously I'm hyper-focused on post-secondary, but, you know, we're hearing stories coming out of British Columbia, Alberta, and even the East Coast of some of the challenges that the federal government has done with their unilateral decisions. Prior to that, the system was really firing on all cylinders. So, you know, this obviously was a reaction to the federal government's unilateral changes without consulting both the provinces and also the institutions themselves. You know, I've had a lot of conversations, different parts of the province, and the one consistent message is if only the federal government consulted both with the provincial governments, but also the leadership at these institutions, we would not have been in this place that we found ourselves in.
Final quick question. I know you touched on you're trying to get some final numbers there for what specific money would go to certain colleges. In the case for us, Loyalist College, is there an idea of when the final funding numbers will be for the colleges and when we would hear more about that?
Yeah, so recognizing it will be a couple weeks before we have some of those finer details nailed down, because the weighted grant units and each college has their own mix of courses that they're offering. So we just want to ensure that we have a very accurate number. But I think the thing I'll leave you with, Zach, is, you know, this September, our operating funding for the post-secondary sector is going up 30% from $5 billion to $7 billion. So right away, we're going to see the stability, ensuring that the institutions are able to see the next 3 years and clearly articulate where they're going to be able to bring forward funding and obviously the program that comes with that as well.